Good evening, and welcome to the Freedom Picnic. You are entering the theater. At the entrance, stand one Syrian dancer, dressed in shiny blue jalabiya, a man's dress. He serves the public with dates and invites them to enter the space. In the space on the right side, you will see two dancers, one from Syria and one from Israel. They are both tangled inside of beautiful blue 100-meter rope. They are moving slow. They are getting tangled individually. They don't touch each other. Behind them, there is a projection of Middle Eastern sea with never-ending waves. The public is entering, walking freely in the space, and choose where to sit before the show starts. A dancer, 50 years old, starts to walk into the space in slow movements, searching for waves in the body. The song is running and the body is starting to move as an injured bird. Sometime the body is trying to fly but fall down. Sometime the body is moving like a wounded soldier in a battlefield. The dancer is keep on moving in the space in many different directions. The emotions are very deep and expressive, searching for inner silence, but it never arrives. So the body expresses a battle, moving in between broken movements and fluent movements. The two other dancers join the dancer in the center. They are moving slow. They are searching from soft movement into very expressive, sharp movements, imagining they are joining this battlefield, this war of searching freedom within the physicality of their own bodies. They are breathing heavy and sometimes light. They are moving sometimes as well with movement of broken ballet birds. The final choreography ends with a very sharp, intensive movement of their hand reaching out and into the stomach and out and into the stomach, out and into the stomach, as if they are starting to stab their own body. A younger dancer, 30 years old, starting to move with restriction in his whole body, especially in his upper body, as if somebody is holding his hands and pelvis and doesn't let him move freely. He is trying to break through this sensation of limitation. He is breathing into the microphone and then starting to move into the space in very long, elastic, intense movement, as if he's crossing the room, but there's a very thick air or a thick material that doesn't let him move very free. The dancer keep on changing search from one place to the other, trying to open the space as if he has knives in his hand and trying to move freely and breathe freely. The dancer is going back to the microphone and breathing faster and faster and faster and leaving the microphone and starting to try to do more acrobatic open movements, wheel turn, and he repeat the wheel turn again and again, and then he run and slide across the room and then stand up, run to the other side, and he slide into many different corners of the room in between the public. The public is moving and let him use the space in more free dimension. The dancer is walking forward. He start to follow the techno beats and start to inhabit it in his body as if he's entering a club and trying to let go of all the restriction, the mental and the physical that he was holding in his body. And he's starting to let go and move and clubbing and releasing energy and searching for joy. The third dancer, he's 36 years old. He stands in front of the projection of the waves, looking at them and moving in space with his text. When the music starts, he starts to search for joy in his body. He's searching for happiness. He's moving his hands in a very light way, creating waves, smoothness, turning free in the space, using his feet very light on the ground as if he was happy jumping cat. He's turning around, listening to the music with his body, reacting to the rhythm of the music, and share through his body joy in the space. The music escalates and become even faster. The other two dancers join the dancer and they start to spin on the spot. They create a sensation of wind with their hands and they're spinning around and around till they meet together and dance in a circle together, dancing with more joy, with more energy, moving in the space as one flock of little group of birds. And they search for more happiness together. They are kicking the legs, they are turning, and also doing very light movements, like behaving as if they were a train. The dancers are running out of the theater space and coming back with trays full of fresh food.